The whole of downtown Los Angeles has been closed off. It's been closed off for hours. We've got TV trucks in position. We've got a vast police perimeter around the Staples Center, which is the convention and sports arena where the event is taking place. We don't know how many people are going to attempt to get close. We do know that the place is going to be jammed full with 20,000 people. And the next door Nokia Theater is also going to be jammed full with an overflow crowd that will watch it on a giant screen. The city has really come to a standstill. City officials are focused entirely on this. There are jokes going around that if you want to commit armed robbery, 10 o'clock on Tuesday morning is the time to do it. So it's really the focus of everything. You know, the city that's built on illusion and image, this is really one of their sort of signature moments.
Are the city authorities able to cope with the volumes of people that we might see today?
Well, they say they are, and they do have some experience. There have been big political marches, there have been riots, there have been a number of events over the last few years that have either shown the police in a good light or else have put them in a light where they've been able to learn a lot of hard lessons. The police chief has got a very good reputation, William Bratton, and the feeling is that they will do their very best to contain the crowds. The main thing they've decided to do is to throw up a perimeter not immediately around the Staples Center, but several blocks around it, the thinking being that if you show up, you don't have a ticket and a wristband, which is what you need to get into the perimeter, then you're going to be far enough away, you're not going to be able to see anything. And even if you make the attempt to show up, you're going to decide this isn't worth it and head home and watch it on TV instead. That's what they're fervently hoping. And they have contingency plans in case that does not occur. They're going to have very large numbers of police out on the streets to make sure that there isn't trouble and to move people on if they try and get into areas where they're not allowed.
And what about the ceremony itself? What can we expect?
We don't know is the short answer. It's been shrouded in secrecy. I've spent the last 48 hours asking who's going to play, what are they going to do. All we've heard unofficially is that Mariah Carey is going to sing, that Stevie Wonder is going to sing. And I think we can assume that there will be some kind of musical tribute. Being Jackson, you know, it'll have its own twists, its own surprises, no doubt. We don't know. But if I had to guess, I'd say it will be heavy on the music, and no doubt there'll be at least two or three speakers who will make long speeches as well. But this is all guesswork at this point.
And where will Michael Jackson's body be laid to rest?
Again, we've got no official confirmation, but the thinking, the theory, the hints from the family are that he will be buried actually ahead of the memorial service, and that the likely location is Forest Lawn, which is the most famous cemetery in Los Angeles. It used to be the most popular place for Hollywood movie stars to be buried. It's a very lavish, flamboyant place full of gaudy sculptures. It's been made a fun of many times by Evelyn Waugh in The Loved One, by Jessica Mitford in The American Way of Death, as being this sort of theme park of death, which is sort of oddly appropriate for a man who lived in a theme park world in Neverland and his ranch in the rolling wine country of Santa Barbara.
And do we know at this point, Andrew, what will happen to Michael Jackson's children?
There's going to be a custody hearing on July 13th, so next Monday. In his will, Jackson named his mother, Catherine Jackson, as the guardian of the children, with Diana Ross, the singer, as an alternate in case the mother is incapacitated or dies. We also know that the mother of the older two of the three children, Debbie Rowe, who Jackson met when she worked for his dermatologist, she has not yet given up the possibility of claiming a custody filing. She hasn't made up her mind yet. She gave one TV interview where she said, "I want my children," and hours later her lawyer said she hasn't decided anything. So we'll have to wait and see. But there is a hearing at which Debbie Rowe and Catherine Jackson are expected to attend next Monday.